Welcome to the Simply Authentic Podcast with Angie and Tanya. We are real estate pros, entrepreneurs, leadership gurus, and community enthusiasts. Our passion is sharing our experiences to enrich the lives of others. We hope to inspire you to live authentically. Authentic Podcast. I'm Tanya Murfin.
And I'm Angie Mullings. And today we are taking a look back. If you recall, during 2020, we all know what that was, right?
Yeah.
COVID, the pandemic. Well, we decided to take a look now that it's almost 5 years from the time that we were shut down. So at the time this is airing, it's first week of March, and we actually shut down in about the second to third week of March. So we wanted to take a look back. So this month we're going to be interviewing some people who were leaders during that time and what their response was to COVID. And on this particular episode, we're going to talk about what our response was as business leaders. Just what we had to do to maintain a level of sanity, if you will, plus run a business.
Right. And as we've been preparing for March and the episodes going back to a five-year reflection on COVID, it feels like it was a million years ago.
Right. It does.
And yet, 5 years, then you think, well, gosh, that went by quick. And all the ways that things changed, especially in the real estate world.
Right.
You know, I think we will always reflect back on the COVID years and what happened directly after that and kind of the mentality that changed in buyers and sellers that now, 5 years later, we've got to back everybody out of that mentality.
Yeah. Right.
You know,
right.
And all the changes that did take place in that time with pricing and demand.
Right.
So it's an ongoing education, right?
And I have heard this term, the COVID hangover. And I think there's some legitimacy to that.
Yeah.
You know, we had to change a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And some of the changes we've kept, some of them have gone by the wayside. Mm-hmm. But I believe that there is, I know that I'm still struggling in terms of, during that time frame, we were by ourselves so much because that was mandated. Mm-hmm. We were restricted to that. And I don't want to use the term lazy, but I feel like I did get a little bit lazy during that time because you weren't running from meeting to meeting and meeting client after client after client. And there's just this to this day, hangover, I can't think of a better word to use for it, that really was rooted in COVID. Mm-hmm. And I still don't feel like I'm as social as I was back before then, because I feel like I was out every day doing something, drinks with friends, and I'm still doing that stuff, but I just don't feel like I'm doing it as much.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of kind of going back and what your perspective was at that time and what happened, why don't we each kind of just tell where we were in maybe business or physically where we were when everything changed?
Right.
So what would your story be?
Well, 2019 was such a fantastic year for me for many reasons. I was president of the board of realtors during 2019. It's funny, they say the busy person gets things done. If I look back on 2019 and what I accomplished, and maybe that's why I feel a bit lazy, because if I look at everything I accomplished in 2019, I started off 2019 in Norway. I was on a trip, and so my presidency didn't officially start until like the second week of January because I was in Norway over New Year's and into the first of that year. And then was president, you know, got that year, that part of my year kicked off. But we also moved the business in 2019.
Okay.
And renovated the building.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just a move of the business. It was a renovation plus a move. We had our grand opening in May of 2019. And then I went to Ireland in 2019. I mean, we had one of our best years ever, honestly, in 2019. Now, it doesn't compare to 21 and 22 because we understand, and we're going to cover that in a different podcast. Mm-hmm. But those years were off the charts. Mm-hmm. But 2019 was really very good year for me. So I, you know, you end your presidency and it's kind of like this big exhale, right?
Yes,
you're done. I felt good about the year. Mm-hmm. I felt good about Rob Bell coming in behind me, and we felt like we were going to have a fantastic year in 2020. Mm-hmm. And I had all these plans because you kind of get some time back because you being president, it's almost like a second job. So I felt like I was going to have extra time. I had learned better how to divvy up my day because I was doing that job and managing the business and getting moved and getting settled and all those things. Mm-hmm. So I thought, oh, what a relief. Now I'm not president anymore. I have that extra time.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a great year. So that's how 2020 started off for me.
Okay.
And I remember that I went to Good Morning Springfield, the Chamber's event on the, it's always the first Thursday of the month. And I remember specifically, we were at High Street Baptist, or not High Street, but Second Baptist there on Battlefield. That's where the event was. And I remember cornering Dan Ryder because I needed him to speak at something that was coming up. And it was kind of exciting. And he was like, oh, yeah, I'd be happy to do that. And we were kind of making plans. And I said, I'll call you. He was getting ready to go somewhere. And I was doing something. I said, I'll call you in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of weeks went by. And then we were on
shutdown.
Lockdown.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting to look back at that and see how the year was starting off, and it was starting off so great, at least in my mind, and then just boom.
Yeah.
So what about you, 2019 or 2020 leading into that?
Yeah, 2019 was a solid year for Southwest Missouri Realty, and we had, I believe, if I have my years right, we were buying out one of our partners in 2019.
Okay.
And had already done that paperwork. We did that at the beginning of the year. And then we get into 2020. I went on a vacation at the end of February. I believe it was the last week of February. I was on a cruise.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. Got back, and the calendar was still February.
Uh-huh.
And let me mention that on this cruise, so, you know, the COVID virus supposedly started in China.
Right.
And there are a lot of different
nationalities
on a cruise ship of workers, you know.
Right.
Well, guests and workers.
Right.
And it stood out to me that every time we would go in to eat, they had already closed off the food bars. Okay, so you couldn't go up to a food bar. It was already closed off with full plastic.
Okay.
And so everybody wasn't like, you know,
serving you then?
Yes.
Okay.
And the people behind had masks on, behind the food.
Mm-hmm.
They were all wearing masks. Mm-hmm. And when you walked in any of the restaurants, they had hand sanitizer and would squirt you, and say, washy-washy.
Huh.
Which I think is really weird looking back.
Yeah.
Right? Because that cruise ship seemed to know something that the rest of us didn't know.
Yep.
Anyway, get back, and immediately that first week of March, it was on the news that that this virus, and within 2 weeks, the cruise lines were stuck.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were on a cruise in the middle of the ocean, you were stuck there. And I didn't look this statistic up how long they were stuck there, but it was weeks and weeks.
Yes, it was, yeah.
So I was so glad that I was on American soil.
Yes.
And back from that cruise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I looked up in Springfield. Well, there was a national emergency declared on March 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And then Springfield, or Greene County, and the surrounding areas declared a mandatory shelter in place on March 26th.
26th, okay.
So we were starting to feel the national emergency, you know, within that those 2 weeks that I got back from my cruise.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks more, Greene County decides to shut down.
Right.
And Christian and Webster, everybody followed suit. Mm-hmm. I think everybody was just looking for someone to make decisions, and then they were all following that and those decisions. And there were a little bit of differences in the different counties.
Sure.
You know?
Yes. Yeah.
But so we went to a, you know, vibrant office setting, mm-hmm. which I'm sure you did mm-hmm. too.
Yeah.
With people coming in and doing work.
Right.
To shutting down. And most of my agents stayed home. Mm-hmm. There were literally maybe five of us that were still coming in the office, and mm-hmm. we were wearing masks mm-hmm. even, and I had a 6,500 square foot office. Yours is large too.
Yes.
About that.
Yeah.
And so we immediately were, you know, everybody's scared to death mm-hmm. that, you know, you're going to be carrying it. We were staying 6 feet apart.
Right.
And wearing masks inside. And, you know, I think that started to wane a little bit, especially if you weren't feeling ill mm-hmm. as the months went on. If you were just in your office and you were, and we weren't anywhere near each other working.
Right.
In this big office.
Yeah.
But we both probably started carrying on meetings in Zoom, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I feel like the same was for me, but really nobody, I just said stay home.
Yes.
Basically, I said stay home.
Yeah.
I went into the office every single day, and it was like echoey in there.
Ghost town.
Ghost town, because I'm the only person in 6,700 square feet, and I'm just kind of roaming the halls, but I did tell them to stay home and let's see how this shakes out because, and we're going to talk about this in another episode too, about the how we got to get back to work. We're going to talk to Jeff Kester, in I believe that's next week. We're going to talk to him about, he was president of the Missouri Realtors during that year. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about some advocacy efforts that made us essential. Mm-hmm. I still hate that word, but that's what it was. That's how it was designated.
Yeah.
So we had to fight to keep working. And I know there were realtors in other states that did not get to go back to work. That could not work during that time. And how, looking back, how extraordinary that was, that that decision was made, that we could continue to work, because real estate is the backbone of our economy. Mm-hmm. We need housing sales to continue, not mm-hmm. just for realtors, but for lending and for the inspectors and the title mm-hmm. companies and all the industries that are involved in mm-hmm. our industry.
Yeah.
We needed to keep moving forward and to help support our economy. And so, yeah, I was in the office by myself. Now, the great thing, the one thing I would say that was really kind of nice about it was during that time, I took the opportunity to get educated. Mm-hmm. I was taking tons of Zoom training mm-hmm. that was being offered through my franchise and through just other organizations. And it was really a time. I have a couple of pictures of me that we'll probably post. Just me, just a selfie, me mm-hmm. and my computer in my conference room mm-hmm. and just training. The other thing I did during that time, Tanya, that I think was really critical and it helped my agents realize what they needed to be doing in turn, but was I reached out to them every week. Mm-hmm. Everyone got a call from me every week during that shutdown. And I think it lasted in our office about a month. Everybody was like, I'm so over it. I've got to get back in the mm-hmm. office. And so I think they were back at work by the end of April or first part of May. Mm-hmm. But and still in limited quantities. Yeah. You know, we weren't all there at the same time. We were still being careful and wearing masks and that kind of thing. But as a leader, I think it's really important that your people know that you are there supporting them, mm-hmm. regardless of what the situation is. Mm-hmm. So they want to know that somebody strong is at the helm. Mm-hmm. I think that's really important. And so I wanted to think about ways that I could be supportive of them. So I was reaching out to them once a week, at least, and talking to them. First of all, just to see how they were feeling, make sure nobody was sick, you know, everybody was doing okay, and mm-hmm. all of their loved ones were doing okay. And then I think what that taught them in turn is that, oh, I need to reach out to my clients. Mm-hmm. I need to see if they're okay. How are they doing? Check in with past clients, check in with clients that were getting ready to do business. Mm-hmm. You know, we're in March, so we're gearing up for spring selling season. Mm-hmm. So I know a lot of my agents at that time were having pre-listing consultations with their potential clients, sellers, and they had a plan to mm-hmm. move forward, and then they had to back off that plan. But mm-hmm. just staying in contact with people, and I think that's just important as a leader. You have to let them know that you care and that you are there and you are present and making suggestions to them. Mm-hmm. And then to your point, yes, then eventually we got to Zoom meetings mm-hmm. and then eventually got back in the office.
Yeah. I think that looking back at numbers, our lowest month ever
yeah.
was May of 2020.
Yeah.
And what I remember is, you know, at the end of March, we were obviously all shut down, mm-hmm. shelter in place. Then in April and May, we were just in a holding pattern. Mm-hmm. We were going to closings, mm-hmm. and I remember closing in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Nobody could go in the building
right.
because people's offices were shut. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. yet we still, I mean, this is a business that you can't just throw everything up and go, oh, okay, well, we're not going to sell you can't buy that house now.
Right.
So
right.
we were continuing with closings that we had on the books, but we were doing it from the car mm-hmm. and having to give everybody specific instructions. Mm-hmm. And I remember those specific instructions from each title company were in place for over a year mm-hmm. because right. when you look back at dates, you remember that this went on for, well, it went on for a couple of years.
Right.
But even into 21, June of 21 was when the mask mandate was lifted.
Okay.
If you were vaccinated.
Yes.
So the non-vaxxers were still expected mm-hmm. to wear their masks. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a year and a couple months later.
Yeah.
So when you see that date, you're like, wow, mm-hmm. we that's did do time. That for a long time. Mm-hmm. But then once Missouri Realtors put out new forms for us mm-hmm. so that we could show houses mm-hmm. and not be responsible if someone went into a house and showed it and got COVID because the family had COVID right. and they didn't tell anybody, or vice right. versa, they brought the germs in there with them, mm-hmm. we could not be held responsible for that.
Right.
So everybody had to sign a rider that they would allow in-person showings, mm-hmm. and some people would not.
Right.
That was common, mm-hmm. that you just had to go off of the pictures online.
Right.
And or that you had to be masked, you had to wear gloves. You, mm-hmm. you know, I remember there being things at the door that you had to put gloves on. You had to make yeah. sure you had a mask on before you went in and showed.
Right.
So we'll go through all of that with Jeff Kester when he is on the podcast and goes through the dates of Missouri Realtors. But mm-hmm. by June, well, probably by May, because what we sell – what we get under contract in May is closing in June or July.
Right, right.
It was balls to the wall by June.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And we were starting to see a very big drop in our supply.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Because prices were still okay mm-hmm, going yeah. into that to begin yeah. with in right. 2020. Mm-hmm. But the urgency of right. people needing to move because now they're working from home. And right. that was in place for at least a year or two mm-hmm. sometimes.
Right.
We had a lot of people wanting to sell their house because it didn't have a home office.
Right.
Or it wasn't big enough.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
So June of 2020, I would say, started our crazy 2020, 21, and 22, our craziest years
exactly.
ever reported of.
Exactly.
Of home sales.
Right. What do you think you did as a leader during that time? Did you change anything? Can you think about things you did differently? I mean, we were all doing things differently,
yeah.
but other than we're having Zoom meetings, but as a leader, what did that look like for you?
I think something you said earlier, I was just checking on people. Mm-hmm. And I remember going on to our Zoom meetings, and even the people who didn't show up in person to meetings
uh-huh.
were on the Zoom meetings.
Yeah.
And that tells me that they needed that contact.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
they needed some form of normalcy in their
right.
business to feel like, well, to probably keep their spirits up mm-hmm. because
yeah.
it was a very isolating time.
Yes.
And so I feel like checking on people, just like you said, mm-hmm. and making sure that everybody was doing okay, mm-hmm. and that if anyone was sick, asking if they needed anything. I remember a couple of our agents being sick and us dropping food off on the front porch mm-hmm. because you couldn't, well, you were sick, so you couldn't get out.
Yes.
You know, there wasn't, I don't remember there being Uber drivers or, not Uber drivers, but who delivers food? Food delivery,
yeah.
I don't remember that.
DoorDash or,
yeah.
I think that was created during that time.
I agree. I don't think that was prevalent in those times. And so you really had to check on your people mm-hmm. and make sure that they were doing okay. And if they were sick, I remember having to meet with other people's clients.
Sure,
Or having to, you know, call them or having to get on a phone call with them mm-hmm. to, you know, go through stuff because somebody might be in bed sick.
Right.
And
right.
so we were so scared that we were going to transmit that disease. Mm-hmm. We were overly cautious, which hundreds of thousands of people died.
Right.
And there was a reason for us to be overly cautious.
Yes.
I think we all learned a lot about being sanitary mm-hmm. and being mm-hmm. clean. At least I hope we did.
Yeah.
I still go into Walmart and they stopped having their germ juice stations, and most places don't have that any longer.
Right.
I mean, occasionally you'll find a retail space that still has some hand sanitizer at the door.
Right.
I miss that. Yeah. I want to clean my hands when I come in.
Yeah.
I want to clean my hands definitely when I go out.
Yeah.
So I get in my car and I use my germ juice, mm-hmm. and I've trained Blake to do the same.
Yeah.
We were at the park yesterday, uh-huh. and she got in the car and opened my door and said, "Mimi, we need germ juice." So 5 years later, well, she wasn't here 5 years ago, but you know what I'm saying?
Like,
these habits haven't died.
Right, right. You know, the other thing I think about that is, You have to put on a positive front again as a leader. We had no idea where that was going.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I was scared.
Yes.
I was scared because I didn't have the answers. I didn't know. None of us knew how long this was going to last. We didn't know how long we were going to be shut down.
Right.
We didn't know how long we were going to have to adapt to all these new things.
Right.
And so I think attitude really played a part in that as well, mm-hmm. because I remember people saying, "Oh, I haven't heard from my boss in 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard from anybody. We're just out here." And that just creates, you're absolutely right about, we all needed that interaction. We're social beings. We crave that. So we needed to be on Zoom just at least to have that interaction. But it has to go a step beyond that. I mean, those people who felt like their leader just left during that time were out there. Not only were they lonely, but now they're more scared than mm-hmm. they could have been, mm-hmm. you know. So I think a leader has to be present. They have to be during that time, at any time, when there's a struggle or a change or a pandemic, mm-hmm. any time like that. I think it's really critical that we take a look at what our attitude is mm-hmm. and what our perspective is.
Agree, yeah. Because you having a positive attitude reflects on other people to be positive. You
right.
know? Just like when you pick up the phone. If you're smiling, they can hear it on the
absolutely.
Other end.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So once we had come through the 2020 and we're into the 21 and kind of into the 22, I have in my notes that we came back to the office in August of 21. So that's a year and four months later that everyone was back in the office. What had changed for you in your business realm? What were you realizing you needed or didn't need when you came back to the office?
I had just moved into a 6,700 square foot office and I didn't need it. Because here's the thing, and we'll talk about this in another podcast because we're going to talk about the changes in real estate. But honestly, people that thought they wanted an office mm-hmm. pre-COVID figured out that they could work from home.
Mm-hmm.
And now I don't think realtors come in the office across the board.
Agreed.
Nearly as much as they did pre-COVID.
Yeah.
And so that was the biggest change. I thought, why do I have this huge building now? And now nobody's going to use it. Not like we were. I mean, we had all kinds of plans about seminars and things like that. And nobody was going to come because they were too scared to come.
Yeah.
So that, I would also say, technology really became, I mean, technology has always been important in our business, mm-hmm. but technology became even more prevalent. And as a, again, as a leader, I needed to sort of embrace that mm-hmm. so that my people would embrace that, right? So virtual open houses mm-hmm. and, you know, all the Zoom, not just Zoom sales meetings and business meetings, but mm-hmm. Zoom meetings with your clients. And we had a lot of people after that buying sight unseen. Mm-hmm. And again, we can mm-hmm. cover that in the other podcast, but really utilizing technology. And if you were behind in using technology, I think you figured out a way to make it work for you mm-hmm. during that time.
Yeah. Well, you had to.
Yeah.
And just something as simple as doing online paperwork.
Yes.
You know, we had a lot of in-person paperwork. Well, in our whole careers, getting across the table from someone mm-hmm. hits differently than filling out online paperwork.
Right.
But we became a society of online paperwork mm-hmm. because it was faster.
Right.
You didn't have to expose yourself to someone.
Right.
If they were sick, especially. Mm-hmm. It streamlined.
Yes.
A lot of our business mm-hmm. to do everything not in person, but remotely. Online and remote. You're mm-hmm. right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to mention, Angie, that something also that came from COVID was the spirit of reacting to the situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the realtor spirit is always, we're proud of that. It's always high. It's always good. It's always, we want to give back.
Right.
And in the early months of COVID, you and mm-hmm. Whitney Schaffner and Lena mm-hmm. Robertson mm-hmm. had a conversation about mm-hmm. all of our local healthcare workers having to work night and day, 24-hour shifts, 48-hour shifts. And then if you were sick, or if your family was sick and you were a mm-hmm. healthcare worker, you couldn't go home. You had to stay at the hospital. You know, your duty to serve.
Right.
And to obviously take care of your family with your paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm certain I am not doing any sort of justice to what it was actually like for the healthcare workers and the firefighters and the police officers.
EMTs,
and yes, all of the people that serve in that way in our community. But there were a few conversations with realtors in town,
mm-hmm.
and they put together, I don't want to take any credit here, I helped a little bit, mm-hmm. tiny bit, but we had restaurants in our community mm-hmm. give food at cost or do it for a reduced price. Some of them just gave the food.
Right.
And if you remember, listeners, there were a lot of restaurants that folded during
they
COVID,
struggled.
After COVID, because, I mean, you're open to business 7 days a week, and then you're not open to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had some people on the podcast that have talked about their experience owning a brewery or owning a mm-hmm. coffee shop during COVID and what it was like to kind of scramble and figure out how can we still make coffee? How can we still make food?
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to mention a couple of the restaurants that bent over backwards for us to coordinate delivering mm-hmm. food to the hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
And we got over $10,000 collected to go towards this food because we weren't expecting these restaurants to actually donate everything for free. We wanted to give them business, but a lot of them were so considerate and kind mm-hmm. in what they offered that they took a lot less money than what it would have actually cost.
Right.
But those restaurants were Ocean Zen, Metro, Big Whiskey's, Harry T's, Nicola's, Neighbor's Mill, mm-hmm. Infused Catering, Pasta Express. Mm-hmm. Those are just a few mentioned that we worked with them together.
Mm-hmm.
We raised this money online on social media.
Right.
And we made arrangements to have food delivered to different departments mm-hmm. at Cox and Mercy and other places to serve our community's first responders.
Right.
So I think that, you know, it will be interesting to hear people respond to their own memories of mm-hmm. COVID and mm-hmm. in 2020 and 21, what it was like at their place of business, at their home, in their neighborhood.
Right.
But I think for us, we have a lot of really great memories.
Yeah.
Yes, it was hard.
Yes.
And thank God we were deemed essential.
Mm-hmm.
But the spirit of people coming together is really amazing.
It really
in
was.
Times like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Push comes to shove. People, I in general think people are good. They're gonna show up. They're going to help their fellow citizen. And yes, we were so fortunate to be considered essential. But those, yeah, that the restaurant business took a beating, and that was such a show of support from them to
really
donate or sell it at cost or whatever different things that they did. It was just amazing. And yeah, people come together. I think we as a community in Southwest Missouri, we're stronger for the fact that we came through COVID. I think it's easy for us to forget the struggle sometimes, right? We forget. And so I think it was both on both of our hearts to kind of talk about it and think about just where we've come in the last 5 years. And as you said in the beginning, it feels so long ago, but then it's not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 5 years has gone really pretty fast. And just the things that we've had to deal with in the last 5 years, I would say, and you know, we've both been in the business over 20 years, and we've seen it all, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, we feel like we have.
We have. Yeah. Yeah. We feel like we have. But nobody could see that coming.
No.
And it teaches you something about yourself, your resilience, your ability to lead in times of struggle, your ability to come together as a community. I think if we think back, and I'm all about the looking at through the lens of it, we're better off for it than to dwell on what happened to us during that time.
Yeah.
And again, not to take away from all those who lost their lives during that time, but I think you need to try to find the good in everything that you experience in life. And I think we can take away some things from COVID that 5 years later we're better for having experienced that.
Yeah, I agree. I would say the same thing. So to our listeners, as you listen to our podcast in March and we kind of go through different reflections, we hope that you'll share your memories and some of the things that you remember from what happened to you and your business and your world and COVID. And we will be hopefully getting some responses on social media from that. So we just ask that you share those memories with us.
Yeah. Yeah. Or anything that you learned that we didn't talk about
exactly.
on the podcast here. If you learned something great during that time about yourself or some different way to do business, then we'd love it if you shared that, because all of us could benefit from that.
I agree. One of the things that happened in our business in 21, we realized we didn't need one employee. So we had to downsize our employee and our staff, because it was apparent that we just didn't need them anymore.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, so a lot of us figured out how to do things a little differently, maybe more efficiently.
So, I
think, you know, you'd be hard pressed to find any business that didn't learn a great deal of how to do business better, more efficiently. And maybe for a lot of businesses, maybe they changed their platform altogether.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
for sure.
All right, Angie, as we wrap this up, we will also be giving an account this month of what the market, what happened to the market in particular in 2020, 21, and 22, how the market changed then in 23 and 24, and going into our market of 25, what things look like now, a few years later, a few years after COVID, and what you should be looking at if you're going to buy or sell, the differences from buying or selling in 2020, 21, 22.
Right.
So,
yeah. In addition, I already mentioned that we're going to be talking to Jeff Kester, who is the CEO of Greater Springfield Board of Realtors. We're going to talk about his experience during COVID year.
Right.
And we're also going to be interviewing Katie Towns with the Greene County Health Department. And obviously, they were front and center in the middle of COVID. So it's an interesting conversation we're going to have
really
with
is.
Her. And so we encourage you to tune in for that as well. Thanks again for listening. We always appreciate you spending time with us, and we do encourage you to share this episode with anyone you think would enjoy it.
Follow and like us on social media, Thank you, Gershman, for recording with us, and we will catch you next time.
See ya.
Find today's full video by searching the Simply Authentic Podcast on YouTube. Hit subscribe, and there you will find full videos of every episode.